Considerateness, considering other people and their sensitivities and adjusting your own behavior accordingly, to give up one's own rights if it helps the other person, a difficult, actually inhuman quality that the Lord Jesus perfectly exemplified for us. When the collectors of the temple tax once approached the Lord Jesus, he first explained to his disciples that as the Son of God, he naturally did not have to pay any tax. But then he said the astonishing words to Peter, "Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and you." Matthew 17:27. This means that the Lord would rather pay any amount, however unjustified, than cause his fellow human beings to make evil remarks. He would rather give up his rights than jeopardize his testimony before men. He would rather feel unjustly treated than be an offense to anyone. Someone aptly commented on this passage, "How little his example is heeded by Christians." Unfortunately, this is true. One Christian who followed this example was Paul. He wrote, "Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble." 1 Corinthians 8:13. Paul cared so much about the condition of a weak brother that he would rather abstain from eating meat forever than cause his brother to fall. This self-sacrificing devotion is very impressive. True humility puts the other person first. Giving up something out of consideration for others, provided you don't sin as a result, is not a restriction of our Christian freedom, but following our perfect example.